Hey Soul Family, and welcome along to the Introspect Podcast. You're joining your hosts, John and Tammy, where we share our own personal journeys of inner transformation, multimodality healing, quantum energy healing, past life regression, and all things that light us up related to consciousness and our own personal inner spiritual development. It's our aim that when we share our stories, the knowledge and the wisdom that we pick up, that we can help you as a listener connect more with your own true inner sense, your own guidance, your own connection to source. So let's dive deep and have a look at today's topic. Hey family, we're feeling pretty inspired this morning. Tammy just shared a post.
Yeah.
That was pretty cool. And we thought, let's jump on and have a little chat about this topic because we're all about inspiring people into a greater level of understanding and what we're all experiencing as we go through this collective shift.
Yeah, yeah. And we very much feel this too at times. So, yeah, just a bit of guidance and that beautiful support system of knowing that you're not alone in the things that you may be feeling or, when things are feeling a bit off and a bit disconnected, just knowing that you're on your way to something greater.
Yeah. So our topic today is the post was all about navigating and jumping timelines and the awkward feeling that we all experience in this human body and in the emotions around what that discord feels like as we are in between navigating old 3D paradigms and beliefs and energy and programs, ways of being, operating, and into where we know we want to expand into, right? Like where our soul knows we want to go.
Where we've been called into that space. And it's like the universe and your guides and angels are conspiring to get you there and nudging you to get, you know, to get you there. And yeah, it's just honoring the steps in which we take in order to get there.
So let's have a quick chat about this transition and shift and some of the awkward feelings and, you know, what we notice, because with all of our clients and within the Soul Ascension breathwork circles, we are there holding those spaces because we know exactly what it feels like. And when you don't have the knowledge and information or an understanding of why you're feeling all of these random, weird and collective energy things, it can be really challenging.
And you can even feel like you're not on the right path. Like it can, it can feel really yuck and disconnected. And so therefore you can almost be tricked into thinking that, you know, oh, what am I doing? Like this isn't right. And also feeling either stuck or overwhelmed. So, and what this can very much come about when you're doing the deep healing work. So say you've had a soul ascension with John or you've done one of our breathwork sessions and you've done the deep work and you've shifted a lot of that old energy out. And then you go back into your everyday environment and your everyday routines and you realize that it's just not jamming anymore. Like it just feels wrong. It feels yuck. Even having conversations with the same people that you've had conversations with might feel really disconnected and you might be feeling like, I don't even know what this person's talking about, or like, I don't really jam with this conversation. This feels yuck in my body. Or yeah. So just knowing that that is actually because you have shifted your vibration, you're about to kind of jump a timeline, and therefore that vibration that you used to be on feels very different to the one that you're kind of stepping into.
Yeah, for sure. So I had the blessing of working with one of my family members today over distance, and the same thing. If you don't listen to the intuitive nudges or the guidance, your higher self will literally create things in your path to redirect you to create a catalyst of change. Because if we don't willingly go, like we promote doing things consciously. Like that's why we say turn up to your transformation sessions, turn up to the group breathworks or whatever it is, because we're actively promoting that you have conscious control as the creators to create the shift.
Yeah, and I guess that comes from on our journeys, we learn everything the hard way. Yeah. So like it was like trying to walk through really sticky mud.
Yeah. And dark nights of the soul.
And without that support and guidance, it was hard and it took years. for us. And that's why we do this work, because we want to fast track people and, you know, and...
It is a hack. It's a matrix hack. Like we're literally hacking reality, but based in love, compassion, like we're not doing it to cheat anyone.
Mm.
We're teaching you how the system works and the system of what we experience and how we operate as souls having this human experience. And when you know how to play the game, much like Monopoly, once you know the rules and how the money and the barters of exchange and finances and property work, you can then play the game successfully. So we're teaching you how to play the game of the mind, body and spirit and how to really unlock deeper knowledge and wisdom. Because, you know, we had that quote the other day, that knowledge, there's a lot of people that have knowledge, e.g. the ones that just keep absorbing, like the podcasts, the courses. Like there's people that are serially stuck in just addictions to courses and even healing courses. But the difference between us is we are using the wisdom, like we're actively choosing a lifestyle, we're actively making conscious choices.
Well, it's the embodiment. That's the difference between having knowledge and having wisdom, is that wisdom is actually embodying the knowledge, integrating it into your life and actually living it. And yeah, and that's, you know, another thing that we're really passionate about, because, you know, we still, you know, read self-help books and listen to podcasts and whatnot, but we take little bits of things and we actually integrate it into our lives and embody it. And that's when it becomes wisdom. And then when you teach it, it becomes even more solidified in your soul and your being.
Yeah. And that's the whole point, right? You come to connect with mentors, like even with us. We're like kind of like ascension guides and mentors. Like we know the emotions really well. We know law of attraction in depth.
Mm.
We know and have experienced many challenging dynamics within relationships, partnerships, work environments. So that's what we're bringing forward, is just all of that knowledge, because you don't have to do this over a really long, hard, drawn-out process.
Like we did.
So we had
to... And that's why, like, a timeline shift can actually be quite quick if you're aware of what's going on and you are ready to jump in. But with that comes a lot of fear, having to let go of what was, even let go of identities of who you were, you know, like, because we've been something, we've had these beliefs and these patterns our whole life. And when we know we're ready to let go of that, because it just doesn't resonate anymore. But the actual stepping in can be quite scary. Like, it's a whole, like, letting go of who you've been your entire life.
Yeah.
And so what do I look like if I'm not that?
Yeah.
Then who am I?
Totally. Yeah. That was the questions this morning, right? Like, what if you step back from the company? What if, like, it was those kind of deep questions, you know, literally spending like a decade or two building businesses, building relationships, building marriages. Like, most people, that discomfort comes from the attachment, even with love. Like, this is the most least attached, definitely for me.
Yeah, same, totally.
Like, around love. Like, we know, because we realize that old, needy, codependent version of love, as soon as that love leaves your life or something shifts or starts to change, man, the heart and the sacral and the throat, everything used to lock up, eh?
Yeah. Because it's all connected to something else external of us.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, and I guess that, you know, that's what we teach as well, is that as long as we're looking outside of ourselves for that that feel good or that validation, then whatever that is outside of us is always going to have power over us.
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sweet. So here we are talking about the timeline shifts. So as Tammy mentioned, whether it's our breath works or the soul ascensions and that, you can see that we don't just shift people one timeline. Sometimes you take two or three jumps. And as we peel off layers of limiting beliefs and thoughts about self, thoughts about our own self-identity, and as you mentioned, the ego death. Like, the ego is a beautiful thing, but when the ego is running the ship and not your heart and your true soul's consciousness, generally we run into limitations and because we're manifesting all the time.
Yeah.
Like, let's just shoot straight. We are always manifesting, period.
Yeah, the universe never shuts
having,
off.
If we're having an experience in this human body, we are already manifesting.
Mm-hmm.
So if we don't like what we're experiencing, or we don't like the emotions or the triggers or the reflections, that means there's some guidance in this situation that I'm yet to embody, like this wisdom. But it's learning. It's an opportunity to learn. So, Yeah, I'm just trying to think. Do you want to share an example of, like, you know, even you shifting into the healing work from old floristry work? Totally. Do you want to share that?
Yeah. So when I was talking about, releasing these identities. So my former work that I used to do, I ran a floral business, Flowers by Tammy, for 10 years. And so it became who I was. And even the business name, Flowers by Tammy, you know, everything to do with that business was me. And I built this brand up around me being a florist. And so when I decided to shift out of that, I had like so many breakdowns, didn't I?
Yeah, kicking and screaming.
Because my whole identity was wound up in that. And I journaled and I was like, who am I if I'm not the florist? If I'm not Flowers by Tammy, then who the fuck am I? And it was this real ego identity death. And it took quite a few months to really to move through that, and even, you know, to step into, well, so now I'm just Tammy. So, you know, and then I would even break it down even more. So just to I am.
Yep, but behind Tammy, behind the identity
behind
of even Tammy.
Even Tammy, yeah.
Like what's
and,
in there.
Yeah, and so you like break it right back. And, you know, it just becomes I am that I am. And, you know, and that's beautiful, but in that is a lot of identity kind of deaths. And I feel like I had that when my marriage split as well, because, you know, we'd been together for 12, 14 years. And so you also have this identity wrapped up in that you're this person's partner. And this is how you've always, been in a relationship. You've always been kind of connected to that person. And so therefore, what am I if I'm not that? So just knowing that we can ask ourselves these deep questions, you know, we can say, well, who am I? So then, you know, start thinking about what are the things that I love? What am I passionate about? Not connected to anything else or anybody, but just like what makes my heart sing? And
That's really good. Because again, many of us have been raised and taught through our education, through society. This is not just this lifetime. This is many, many lifetimes. Looking back in history, there's been a very strong male dominance on most things like society, culture, even religions. And now as we come through this divine feminine uprising, which is also in the masculine energy as well, like we've got both balances, we're really being called to be more deeply honouring of our emotions, of our energy, of our feelings, releasing all of those heart walls, the blocks to expression, the inner trust that rebuilds. You know, this is the uprising for all of us to really reconnect with that unity connection. But it's funny because it's a paradox, because we've got to release the old ego. Mm. We've got to release all the whole idea of relationships and what that means and what love means. Like I always say again to you and my clients, it's time to redefine for you what love means now. Like as you shift out of this relationship, or as you shift out of that work relationship or this dynamic, or even with your own children, we have to keep growing and expanding and redefining what is deep and meaningful for us right now. Not who I was 20 years ago when I met that partner or when I had my children. You're not the same person. You're shifting in every moment, quantumly as well.
Yeah, and I think like the timelines are shifting so quickly now that you're not even the same person you were a week ago. And, you know, like even every time you might do a breathwork session or, you know, a Reiki session or even just catch up with a friend and have like a deep conversation, then you are changed. You know, you have changed, and therefore you aren't that person. So it's allowing ourselves to actually let go of things quite quickly. So learning to be uncomfortable with that disconnect and that feeling of not jamming with the situation and honoring it, instead of, so what humans tend to do is we tend to just stick it out and be like, oh, well, it felt uncomfortable this day, but maybe I was just in a bad mood, or, you know, and then you'll put yourself in that situation again and then it'll feel uncomfortable again. And so you'll have another excuse why it felt uncomfortable. But if we really, truly honour us and honour our emotional guidance system, then we can actually go, actually, that doesn't jam with me anymore. I'm just going to let that one go.
Yeah. And so that's where, I guess, as an important tool, like we always talk about the emotional guidance system and your body being the real-time communicator. So just thinking back on the sessions over the last couple of weeks and even the breath works, like in the last live that we did, like I had quite a few comments and feedback and questions around, like, what is my body talking about? Like, the throat's blocked, the heart's blocked, the sacral's churning. And it's like, of course it is. You're not honoring yourself. Your soul's pulling you forward into the expansion that you know, but you're holding yourself back through your own free will for whatever reasons. So of course your sacral, your sensuality, your sexuality, the bind to that partner, whatever it might be, or even you standing in your voice and expressing in this moment. So even relationships are so important right now, right? Mm-hmm. But if you do not embody and step into your authentic expression, then you will only ever manifest and attract the feedback loop that matches that. So if you're going to keep repressing or putting your own needs or your emotional needs or your intimate needs last, or you're going to carry on a cycle of being dishonored or not valued or not heard, then that's a choice. Even in that moment, it's a choice. Is this any longer in alignment with me, or is that the old version of me, or do I want to expand? So yeah, it kind of reminded me back to one of my first healing sessions when I first started getting Reiki healing. And the healer said to me, like, John, this person's basically got a blanket over you. They do not want to see you become who you're going to become. And this was like, at, what, 8 years ago now? And I look back now and it's just like, holy shit, no shit. I would never have been able to step in, like, through Tammy's confidence and being a bit of a self-healer and activated on her journey. That's what I needed as an empath. I didn't need another person that needed supporting or even the version of me. I had to say goodbye to the old, needy, oversensitive, emotionally unstable, distrusting within myself. I had to rebuild qualities within myself because I'm like, fuck, this relationship function can no longer work. This program, this belief can no longer happen. Like, been there, done that, like all of the repeat cycles. So yeah, we've got to really honor, more than anything, the body communication. It's real time and it will clearly show you, is what I'm currently experiencing, is this anxiety, is this indication of emotion or depression or separation from myself? Like even this morning, attracting and manifesting work or relationships that feel disconnected. And I'm like, okay, so what ways are you dishonoring yourself and not connecting inside to the number one relationship?
Yeah.
Everything's just a reflection of that. So we've been bouncing off each other, eh? Like for the last 4 years, learning and growing and self-discovering, hitting the tears, hitting the crygasms and emotions between both of us, like whatever it is, it's come up. But we've done it in love and compassion and always coming back to understanding, right?
Yeah, totally. So, yeah. So if you are feeling, you know, in that space of if you've been doing a lot of deep work and you are recognizing and becoming aware of where in your life where it's not feeling good. So even, you know, within jobs, you know, like it will get so uncomfortable if you're not in your in the purposeful, passionate job, then yeah, you'll really feel the disconnect. And you'll. We had one woman at one of the breathworks, and she said that she was just, she was at work and she was just, she had a voice say, you're not meant to be doing this.
Yeah.
Like, you are here for greater things, kind of thing. So listening to that clear guidance, not like just not thinking, oh, I don't know that what that was. That was just me in my head or something. So really, really honoring the guidance that we're getting through right now, right? And stepping through the fear into that next timeline. Yeah, it's
because that's the thing about consciousness, right? If everything exists, like there's a John and Tammy that existed still now that are next door neighbors that didn't even meet each other. There's a John and Tammy that we are bodying now. There's a John and Tammy that was like a couple of years ago that were really a bit scared and fearful about sharing some of this stuff and talking about multidimensional realms and spiritual attachments and all of this kind of stuff. But we have just constantly jumped and jumped and jumped because it felt right and we always knew that it was more. And as we align with that expansion of where our soul knows where we need to be or that feels very resonant in our heart, then everything has become easier. Like money, manifestations, flow, this idea. Like, we're just like, that was a cool post. Let's go online and create a whole topic. Like, this isn't, we're just rolling no notes. We're just like free flowing here with you guys in this group love.
We don't actually do notes either.
Yeah. So, but now we're comfortable. Whereas when we first did our first podcast, we're like, we need to have the whiteboard list. Yeah, we've got to have all of these points written down. Whereas now we're just like, do you know what?
But it wasn't a truth. That was an old timeline. That was a, you have to have all of this, you know, written down in order to create some good content. But actually, we flow better when we don't have that, because that actually distracts us. So even just letting go of that, you know, just letting go. And I feel now like we've gotten really good at letting go, to the point where, you know, like if we don't resonate with something, we'll have a chat about it and we'll talk about how it feels in our body, or, you know, with whatever it is, and we'll agree to support each other to let that go. Because sometimes it's actually quite hard to let, you know, we're still human. Yeah. So sometimes it's quite hard to let things go. We still haven't let go of coffee.
Because we still love it.
Yeah, yeah. So, but, and you know, and I mean, we have definitely cut down, so... Winning.
Yeah. We're seeing all your beautiful comments too, like Kat, you and Jackie, and that. Yeah, totally get it. And so on that note too, like as we shift up in the vibrations, we expand our awareness. Like, we don't dumb down things. We actually expand to a higher, more broader perspective. But that also means you see and notice more of what is not working in the world as well. So just because you're on this kind of self-growth journey, there's no I'm above you, I'm below you. It's all part of the same tree of life. We're all connected. So we've got to be careful of that, I guess, spiritual trap of judgment as we're going and doing the work, to not say I'm better than someone or I'm above them. It's not that at all. We're all just part of the same tree, and a tree to grow tall needs deep roots as well, right? Deep, heavy rooted energy as well. But
so much,
we've got an own, we're kind of like our own individual tree, but then we've got our connection, like as part of a forest in a way, for an analogy. Like, there's some that will always grow a bit higher and then lead the way and provide protection for the new ones that are growing from the beautiful pine cone seeds that are dropped, and pick up that next cycle of growth. Or think of your children as like us being the parents, and on that level of growth and consciousness, dropping a pine cone, and then beautiful seeds are planted, which then need shelter from the sun and growth and nurturing. So just don't be scared. Like, if your awareness grows, or if you start to feel more because you've opened your heart, or, you know,
love that feeling more. Like, the more energy that comes in, and the more feeling I feel, like really energized by that. And I guess, like, when that first started happening, it felt really strange. And it was like, what is this? Like, is this...
And the tears, know, and the rashes and, like, all sorts,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah, the body kind of releasing and, yeah, transforming. And I guess, you know, it's much like the caterpillar, you know, like it actually, it goes into this cocoon and literally becomes mush. And I feel like that is the perfect analogy for... this journey of spiritual awareness and growth. And, you know, we literally have to break down every aspect of ourselves in order to come out this beautiful butterfly. And with that breaking down comes the ego deaths, the identity deaths, the needing to let go of what was, of what, who we were, of how we behaved even, you know. Like, there's so many people out there that are very stuck and rigid in their, well, this is just who I am, so just deal with it.
Yeah.
And actually, like, if you're willing to step into the growth, then know that's who you were. Are you willing to make some changes? Yeah. Are you willing to actually, you know, yeah, grow, evolve? Or do you want to be that same person forever and ever and ever?
So that will also will also create challenges and contrast, right? Because especially, like, you know, we know relationships that have been together since college type thing. You know, we're talking like over 20 years, 25, 30 years, like a lot of married couples, a lot of couples that have done the full cycle of kids or been staying together for trying to provide stability for the children. And it was the same with my family. Like, as soon as I left home at 18, that was it. Like, everyone else had pretty much left, and then mum and dad split. Like, in that moment, mum was just kind of hanging in there to provide some sort of stability. But then that was self-sacrifice as well. That was still very much rolling the beliefs of martyrdom, self-sacrifice, and doing things for others, when in actual fact, as a son or a daughter, I would actually rather my parent be fully happy and complete and whole and know they're living the best life.
Well, and also, I guess, from a parent's point of view, what are you, you know, you can't hide things from your children. Yeah. Like, you cannot cheat energy, and children are the most tapped into energy. So they feel before they listen to the words, before they see. So, you know, if in a relationship, if it's not a beautiful, harmonious, loving relationship, the kids can feel that. So what are you then teaching your children? You're teaching them that it's okay to be in a loveless relationship, that it's okay for a woman or a man to be treated like this by their partner, you know? So then they take those, that role modeling into their relationships. Yep. So, you
it's
know,
it's,
yeah, it's the blueprint. So, you know, really honoring that if it's time for a shift and you know it and you feel it, do it.
Mm-hmm. And the cool thing is once you have moved through these layers, then you can be of so much love and value. Like even this, my sister that I was working with in Sydney this morning, it was beautiful because I know, like, through so much self-awareness and so much clearing old belief systems and paradigms and jumping these quantum layers that we're talking about, like scarcity, poverty, time shortage consciousness, distrust in yourself, distrust in the universe, overgiving from the parents, giving to five children and never really doing things that really lit their hearts up, not having a voice and blocked expression from discipline and needing to control things on the male side. So then when I talk to my beautiful sister this morning, I can see, acknowledge and recognize and even feel in the body where those blocks are, and I'm like, we've got this. Thank you for being part of this tree of our family, reflecting and growing in different places and different areas, you know. And you can see how every child grew in their own way, and then if they're willing to come home and refertilize the tree again, you can bring that knowledge and wisdom back to then shift and grow your lineage. And so even some people on this call, it's cool working with mum and daughters, or you know, father and sons, and working in the lineage line, because you're like, damn, yep, there's the son or daughter, yep, okay, that's come from mum and dad, or the womb birth story.
Yeah.
What did they run? Well, how did their parents treat them? And you can lineage clear, like even the group breathwork, say
we've
called in the ancestors and the lineage, and they have all been there,
and they've seen it all the way back, or it's come through afterwards in the days, you know, beyond the breathworks. And we're getting these messages where, you know, like people are like, oh my God, like I've just connected all the dots of all those moments in my life when I felt that abandonment wound and I was able to just shift and clear that energy in a meditation. Beautiful, amazing.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's the powerful self-healers that we are when we bring this awareness and we're ready to let it go and actually shift into the next vibration, the next timeline.
Yeah. So that concept, that's pretty much what we're doing on a micro level in every minute. So the concept is this: here's you as this eternal being of light moving through time space. And it's the constant letting go of letting go in every single moment and expanding in every moment as a paradox, both at the same time. And where the discomfort comes is when you know you're doing the work, you know you're doing this growth or big, say, ascension sessions or breath works, you're upgrading, but then you're holding in the mental constructs or in the mind beliefs, thoughts and programs, and that disconnect or that discordant energy or resonant, it's not resonant. So your soul's calling you up, but the mind is holding it down, right? The mind's holding old belief systems that are limiting. And generally, as soon as we let go and cut those cords or those experiences or those partners or past things, like you said, about that you're not maybe proud of, like decisions or ways that we have all behaved.
Yeah, I was actually thinking, like, even in John and I's relationship, like, there's been numerous times where I have still held a belief around, you know, the relationship dynamic. And, you know, like, I've been triggered, and so I've gone within in order to kind of, you know, work through that. And then I have, sorry, something just distracted me.
Siri. Thanks, Siri, for stalking us.
Don't say her name, she'll pop up. Yeah, so I've gone within in order to work through that. And I've been, and I've come to that awareness. I'm like, holy shit, like that's an old relationship belief. And John is not that person. Mm. He is not like, you know, that person or that person. And he doesn't treat me like that. But this old belief's come up for me to actually go, yeah, okay, I'm really ready to let that go. That's no longer my truth. That's no longer my actual reality. Yeah. So I can let that go. It's safe now.
Yeah. So that's that. So again, that cocooning or that opening of the cocoon, it feels vulnerable. Like when you say to someone, like for us, our truth is vulnerability is actually courage.
Yeah.
This old patriarchal idea that masculinity is strength and the divine masculine and getting shit done and moving forward. Yep, there's a time and place for that.
Mm.
But when it comes to the emotions and the heart and the emotional intelligence that we're all going through, that needlehead that we've been talking about, of expansion and growth and releasing what has been, emotional intelligence and connecting with our beautiful divine feminine gifts and really bringing in that higher wisdom and knowledge, that requires the courage to be vulnerable and expanding the heart space. And that's where we'll hit that tension, the times of triggers, the shortness of breath, the itching and rashing around the front and back of heart, you know, the sore head from overthinking and being stuck in the intellectual mind instead of the emotional center. That's all body talk of what Tammy's explaining.
I've had so many rashes on my chest from, you know, the expansion over the years, and I haven't had it for ages. I've still had some back rashes, so from, you know, letting go of past love and loss and, you know, just the many, many layers. So, but even honouring that with the cocoon, the caterpillar and the cocoon and the butterfly analogy, that we go through that numerous times, not just once.
Cool.
Yeah.
Katya, you've got a beautiful question. Sharing three personal truths that we live by every day.
Mm.
Love to. And we saw your post about sharing five things about us. We've still got to get there.
Yeah.
But here we are, real time. Would you want to start?
So what three things, three personal truths you live by every day? So for me, connection to myself is the number one. So because I really notice if I don't either meditate or take myself on a beautiful walk in nature or just take time for me with me, if I don't do that, I really, really notice it in my day.
Yeah.
And now I can actually, like, if it doesn't happen first thing in the morning for whatever reason, I'll get to like maybe 10 or 11 o'clock and I'll be like, yeah, I need to go and connect. I need to go and connect in with me. So, yeah, that is my absolute number one truth.
And so that would be like, to share, that'll be same for both of us as well. Like Tammy was even saying last night, oh, I'm feeling a bit like anxious and ungrounded because I haven't had the sun or the beach because we've just been lapping it up.
And yeah, and I actually bumped into a beautiful Avril, you might even be on here. And we had that discussion about, you know, how much the sun charges us. And so, but what do we do when it's not sunny? Like, you know, and so I did go into a little bit of anxiety around, holy shit, like winter's coming. Like, oh no. And so it's really like learning that we don't need that outside source in order to have that connection within, and, you know, finding ways that we can have that on any old day, whether it's raining, sunning, whatever. Yeah. So what about you?
My first one would definitely be the power of understanding that everything is energy and learning about that system, like thoughts, emotion, like spirituality is just freedom. It's not related to religion. Everything's energy. And if we understand that, if we go back to the core root of any experience or any emotional, any challenge, if we get back there, then we can resolve that energy and we can easily move forward.
Yeah.
So your energy has been the biggest learning lessons.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that about you too, because quite often, you know, a situation will arise in the eat oranges. Yeah. I will eat an orange after this. you know, a situation will arise within the household, usually with my teenage son, and I will drop into the energy of my son rather than holding my light. And then John will come in and see it from that perspective of like everything is energy, you know, like there's always learning to be had in every moment, and he'll bring this beautiful perspective in, and I'll be like, holy shit, yeah, like that makes so much sense. And then I'm back up in my light, and I can see it from a higher perspective, and I can, you know, come at the situation with a whole lot more love and compassion, and
or not be taken down, just keeping some boundaries sometimes.
Yeah, definitely boundaries.
Okay, number two, is it?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's for me as well, the energy thing.
Yep.
What's another truth?
Another good one related to this topic of energy, so around boundaries and around energies and truths. So there was no greater gift that I discovered within myself, especially being so sensitive around, kind of dovetailing into your first point, is by going into an environment that's alone and isolated with you and spending time and being comfortable in that time and facing your fears around, oh, am I alone? Oh, am I taking myself out to dinner? Or, oh, am I going to the movies by myself? By stepping through those social kind of conditions and fears.
We can't do that.
I never knew what was my energy and my thoughts cleanly. Like, I didn't know what it was like to not feel guilt or shame or judgment if I hugged a female friend or a client. I never knew what was my truth versus what someone else had taught or shown or projected me. So I guess related to, I guess, energy, but understanding in any moment, asking the question, is this my belief? Or is this someone else's belief that I've absorbed, or say even through womb birth story that I've absorbed, or from a partner that doesn't want to see me grow or thrive?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what is my truth? So you can ask that question in any moment. Like, do I want to go to the gym this morning and smash my body for the 6 days in a week? Your body might be, no, have a rest, chill out. So really just keep coming back inside, because there is no greater guidance. So point two, we are our greatest guides. No one knows how high truth versus our own, but be open to uncovering your limiting beliefs through that relationship trigger. Because you can be like, oh, yeah, I've got my truth and fucking everyone else's opinion. That's the ego.
That is that. Well, this is just the way I am.
Yeah.
I'm never going to change. So, and so it is.
Yeah. So being conscious.
So therefore you'll always recreate the same reality if that's where you want to stay. And that's fine because, you know, free will, we all have that choice. So,
knowing your truth and beautiful. Don't be afraid to hear and listen to your guidance and create the space so that you can start to nurture that inner relationship that Tammy talked about too.
Yeah, I actually had that moment this morning. So I ran up the mount this morning and had this beautiful, like the wind was just like insane at the top of the mount. And it just, I felt like I was in another world. It was so cool. And then I came down and went for a swim, and when I was in the toilet after I'd had my swim, I just had a moment of, wow, I just really love spending time with myself and just being with my own thoughts and just allowing these thoughts to roll through. And it's so interesting what comes through. And, you know, so that was just like this beautiful little toilet moment today.
So the old John probably, like, I always love my space because that was the only place that I could recharge. So when the relationships are challenging and the dynamics are harsh.
Which is very much an empath thing, right?
Yeah.
Like that need to, be a little bit introverted in order to recharge.
Yeah, so even the space, this is a general, we're kind of, these are single topics, but they're all feeding into each other.
Yes.
So that even the importance around the energy and around the beliefs, and even the beliefs that, can I take time for myself? Is it okay for me to spend time myself? The old John, like the young 20 version of me, probably would have felt insecure or a bit of anxiety because I hadn't built my emotional stability or my inner trust. And I had a fear of abandonment or a fear of being alone. So that really triggered and spiked through all of that decade and up to kind of like early 30s, that insecurity or the deep-seated fear of abandonment and just being comfortable with my own skin.
So
that's really cool that you've stepped into that now.
Well, even for me, I mean, I've always enjoyed my time alone, but now there's no guilt attached to it. There's no, you know, like, oh, I should be doing this, or, you know, I should be at home like doing the washing, or I should be, like, there's none of that now. It's just like, yes, I have the freedom, you know. And that's what's so beautiful about our relationship is there's never any, it's just like, you go and do what you want to do, babe, like, amazing.
Yep.
Please take some time for yourself instead of, you know, that codependent, like, oh, but what about me?
Totally. Because that's, and again, that neediness in relationships, that's the old paradigm of codependency. And if you, as someone that's stepping into your growth journey, and all of a sudden you find that you want to do things by yourself, but then your partner, notice the triggers, notice the projections of, is this my truth, or is that person being really clingy and needy on my energy because they have not yet connected
their own
inner connection. So again, this is all dovetailing again. So
yeah,
thank you for these questions. They're beautiful.
Yeah.
What would be your key point number three?
I feel like movement in my body. So getting energy flowing. So however that looks, it used to be like hard out HIIT workouts every day, or, you know, running up the mountain every day. And I have since worked through this beautiful, like, learning to listen to my body and to go with what my body needs in the moment. So yeah, some days it's a run, some days it's a workout, some days it's a bit of yoga, or just a walk, beach walk, whatever. But that need to get energy flowing through my body is really, really important. And if I don't, I notice it. Like, I notice the almost like a stagnant feel within the body, you know, because our bodies are designed to be flowing at all times. And, you know, that's energy, that's blood, that's, you know, all of the organs, they're always moving. And, you know, so we have to remember that in order to have this beautiful, healthy body, we must flow energy all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'll share a concept related to this even this morning through the session, because it's close to me, it's family. And we were talking about a reflection of mum, and my sister remembered a time, or just a way of perceiving mum, that there's no growth, there's no expansion that has been taught on the female line. It was all just like servitude, obligation, looking after the family, but there was no personal inner growth. And so that was the comment, like her soul spoke a comment. Like, if I'm like, well, what would that mean? Like, if you're not doing that, or you don't feel that, what would that mean? And it would, again, I would feel stuck. I would feel stagnant. So then I said, now do you see the relationship of what's happening in the outside world with the business, with relationships? You've come today with some thoughts around, well, I asked, what would it be like if you stepped into your own truth and just let everything go and moved into your path and in your stream? What would that be like? But like, bit of fear, bit of worried about giving some things up, lack of control. And I'm like, cool. Then we worked in, and where does your soul, where does it remember this feeling of lack of control or not having a choice? And that's where we followed it back into a couple of timelines that were very heavy, repressive, and didn't have a choice. So ultimately, it was the reflection of showing where the belief came from, and then showing how that was still perpetuating and reflecting out through law of attraction. And then feeling like, then I said, okay, now look at that concept. You're seeing mum as an external person to you. Now look at how you're not channeling love and energy into you, and how that's causing stagnation, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So we often see mirrors of reflection outside of us through the relationships, but then we always have to ask, why am I noticing in that person? Why am I resonating with those topics or that judgment or that criticism?
Yeah.
In what ways am I judging or criticizing myself or not showing up to my own relationship?
Yeah,
it's really subconscious, but we can get there and do this through self-awareness.
Yeah. And that's beautiful, because you can really shift and jump really quickly when you have that awareness in every moment, with every trigger, with every, you know, even just a thought that you're thinking, you're the only one that knows that you're thinking that. But you can actually bring awareness to that. Oh, why did I think that? Why was that a knee-jerk reaction to think that about whatever situation? Where am I not, you know, or where do I need to love myself a little bit more?
What cleanup needs to happen, eh?
Yeah.
A little bit of resolving of a perspective of something.
Yeah.
That's a perspective that we're holding that generally, like, it's not our truth. It's just a memory or an experience or a perspective we're holding about upbringing or about our parents or about a relationship or about love or whatever it might be.
Yeah. And I would say also, Katia, another truth that I'm really stepping into now, which feels really beautiful, is what can I do for the greater good? Like, how can I be of service? And like, I'm really starting to honor that every day, you know, like one little thing, like, what can I do to be of service? It might be just giving some random person a compliment about what they're wearing or how they look, or, you know, like just some way of being of service, not from a place of obligation, not from a place of giving from an empty tank, but from a place of truly wanting to make this world a better place.
Cool, Kat. Yeah, we'll see you soon. And my final point would have to be law of attraction.
Thanks, honey. Yes.
Like, related to my first point about understanding energy, like knowing and learning about law of attraction. So this is tying in all of it. This is the beliefs. This is the relationship with self. This is old limiting ideas. Like, literally, law of attraction is always working. It's always operating, and it shifted everything about my perspective. Mm. It's the fundamental of everything that we share with each other.
Yeah.
It's the awareness that we are the creators. So acknowledging that we're the creators and everything is happening for our highest learning and growth, we don't need to stay stuck in terrible situations in order to get that learning and growth. Though we can learn through unconditional love if you make that choice and decision. So yeah, knowing you're the creator and law of attraction, it's changed everything in my life.
Yeah, totally. And also just really being... allowing yourself to feel that yuckiness, to feel that disconnect, and know that on the other side of that is greatness.
Yep.
So when you have that deep knowing, because you've done it so many times, you get to this point where you're just like, okay, yeah, I get it. I get the disconnect. I'm ready. I'm ready to jump. I'm ready to jump that timeline now.
Yeah.
And then as soon as you do, it's amazing.
Yeah.
And you get it, and you know, like, so it's stepping through that fear with this deep knowing that you are held, that you are supported. Yeah.
And it's interesting because, as an analogy, as a concept, like the slingshot, right? You pull it back, you pull it back. It takes energy, it takes effort, it's hard. And then eventually, through either a challenge, a catalyst, or even sometimes your own free will, hopefully more often your own free will, you let it go, and then that release of letting go, and that includes the whole ego identity. So imagine that your ego and identity is stuck at the pullback, and then as you flick off and go to your soul's level, all that shit is left behind. You don't have to resolve it. You just have to understand, what did I learn, what did I grow, and what am I integrating? And when you let go, all of that love and that growth and expansion is going to go with you, and then you're going to manifest and create on that timeline.
Yeah. And sometimes if it feels really heavy and really yuck, surrender it over. You don't have to know what it is. You don't need to logically work it all out. Just like literally, you know, journal, I surrender this over to the universe. Yeah. I'm ready to step in.
Yeah.
I'm ready to surrender and see what happens, because, amazing stuff happens.
Cool. That was that was an epic flow. That was a cool from one post into this. And just a quick check, is there anyone on this chat from here? Is there anything that, like, in terms of this whole idea of transition, the awkwardness, dark nights of the soul, emotional
making
overwhelm?
Making those leaps, yeah. And even probably also a point to remind us that we are all human and we never truly get rid of our ego. So there are definitely upgrades and, you know, releasing of old beliefs and patterns and programs that we've run through our ego, but knowing that our ego is always there and it does serve a purpose, but not letting the ego run the system.
Taking that power back.
Yeah.
And, yeah, even, yeah, just like acknowledging that.
Thanks, Jackie.
There is value in every experience, even if it's one where you've been empowered or where you've been disempowered. Like, how, like I've been saying to my clients in the sessions, like as they're in the deep relaxation, like how beautiful, like they might be crying there, tears and tears and tears. But I say to them, isn't it beautiful that you can feel and experience this experience of emotions in this emotional spectrum, whether it is sadness or feeling disempowered or feeling deep, immense love? Like, generally, behind the disempowerment, when you shine love into the shadow aspects of self and turn on the light, there is that whole paradox of there's always like a packet of love in every darkness, and there's always a little essence of darkness in every like massive love explosion. Like, they're always bound, and you just learn that that's a part of their polarity and the creational,
the yin and the yang, the masculine, feminine, you know, like it's all about balance and harmony. So not being all one or all the other, but finding that beautiful bliss state.
Yeah, because there is just no, that's a, again, it's a false ego idea that everything's just light.
Yeah.
Or you're just a light worker, so you're never going to eat beef and you're never going to like be mean to someone, or you're never going to pull the fingers out the side of the window in traffic. You know, it's a load of shit, guys. Like, we've got to get into the balance. If everything's in balance, everything's growing, it's supported, it's in harmony, the same as nature. The sun just doesn't shine 24/7. Yeah. We don't want that. We
get rainy days.
Yeah, the same way as
and
we want to
for the flowers.
Yeah, and balancing our divine masculine feminine. We don't just always want to be dominant male, or even as a female. So many females are in their divine masculine.
Hard out, like, smashing the gym. Majority of my clients are in their masculine, and they are guarded, and they are, you know, like, I must be strong. I have to be strong.
Independent,
and all of these things, but. When we really get down to it, it's okay to release those walls now. It's okay to be vulnerable. That is your superpower. And yes, you can still be in your masculine, but let's drop into the feminine as well. Like, let's go there. Let's, you know.
Honor it.
Yeah, let's really honor it, because, you know, it's so beautiful when you can be both and be in this beautiful, you know, flow state and have that harmonious things going on.
Because when you use and integrate both sides of the spectrum, both the masculine and feminine qualities and those chakras, when you utilize that energy, you realize that you're not stuck on a roundabout.
Mm.
You're actually on this ever-expanding vortex, and the more you use challenges and contrasts and catalysts, and the more you pull back that slingshot, the faster the energy. So if you've gone through really big, deep challenges or addictions or depression or narcissistic relationships, just know that that is the big pullback. And as soon as you're willing to take the learning and let go, beautiful, epic things are going to come. Don't ever believe that you're stuck. You are not stuck at all. You've just been learning and growing, and you've had the courage to go in and to do some deep soul level work or ancestral line work. And it's never going to keep you stuck unless you believe that. So let go, take the jump, use this energy that we're in.
Yeah.
And get really inspired, empowered around what really thrives or is going to create passion within you, okay?
Yeah. Yes. So jump those timelines.
Yeah, and anyone that wants to consciously do this, we're now doing a pop-up Thursday night.
Oh, yeah, a breathwork session on the beach, 6 till 8, this Thursday, the 17th, which is it's a full moon, so a little full moon release and activation. Super excited. It's supposed to be fine weather. And then we have the Sunday session as well, which we're going to be focusing on the sacral chakra again and
the heart connection.
The heart connection and releasing those heart walls, those shields that we've put up, so that we can just tap into our vulnerability.
Yeah, we're going to keep opening. Yes. And every time people say yes, it's like yes to the universe. It's yes to all of the ancestral help. It's yes to releasing what no longer serves. So that's the point, is for anyone that might have a few fears or inhibitions about coming to deep soul ascensions or deep Reiki work, this is like a little intro to us and meeting us through the space. And but we're at the end of the day, we're just reflecting of what's already in you.
Yeah.
Like, that's the whole point. We're trying to unlock the power within you. And so by us showing up, we're giving you permission to show up.
Yes.
So massive love and respect to all of you. And so looking forward to Thursday night. Our last night one had just a totally different vibe.
Yeah, it was like the whole nighttime thing, and add in a full moon, and like, it's going to be amazing.
The sharing, the connection. Yeah, it's beautiful.
Yeah. So thank you all for listening. It's been beautiful. Thank you for all your beautiful comments. We love you all so much and just love this work and love talking about all things spiritual, quantum, energy.
Yeah. We're going to upload this on our Spotify. We've got a couple to go up. And so if this resonated with you guys, or you know someone that needs to hear this message, can you please share it? Yes. Like, share it and tag us in, because
share the love.
We're here showing up, sharing our love, but it can only reach people if it's connected with the right people. So if you feel drawn to share it, like, massive love and appreciation to you. And you'll see this on Spotify shortly as well.
Yes.
So yeah.
Beautiful.
See you guys.
Enjoy your Saturdays.
Thanks so much for tuning in, family. We hope you enjoyed the content today. If you'd like to keep up to date with our events, both on and offline, then you can jump onto our website, www.introspecthealing.com, or you can catch us on social media on both Facebook and Instagram at Introspect Healing NZ. or if you've reached a space on your journey where you're really seeking some deep levels of expansion, new knowledge and wisdom, and higher levels of multidimensional activation, or your soul is just literally calling you forward into something new, then you can personally work with Tammy and I one-on-one to take your journey to the next level. See you next time, guys.